bro. He could do it every once, but yeah, he did that. And then the only other person I know that was like an assistant like that is Larry Nassar. Larry Nassar was an assistant massage therapist for Jesus. Children's.
Wait, why are you comparing him to Larry Nassar?
Because I think Tim Walz is a pedophile as a joke. As a joke.
Oh, okay.
A lot of those guys come back from Afghanistan, dude, and they're just not used to speed limits and stuff. So
true. Yeah,
he was in Afghanistan.
Long time. Seasoned veteran over there. Definitely didn't completely run once they actually went to war.
I don't know anything about the man.
He did. He said
he was a veteran.
And he did it.
He claimed he held weapons of war in war.
And then he said he misspoke.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what that's about.
He stole Valor?
He stole Valor. Yeah. He also stole head coach Valor, which is way worse. Yeah. You can't say you're the head ball coach. He's been caught fibbing
a million times.
I mean, he does pep talks, but what assistant coach does that? It's a head coach.
Yeah, that's a head coach job.
Unpaid
that's crazy.
Assistant coach. Dude, you've seen him.
Unpaid pep talk
you've
coach?
You've seen like that.
By the way, I tried to give a pep talk this weekend.
How great was it?
It's impossible.
Where'd you give the pep talk?
In Notre Dame's locker room after the win.
Holy shit, dude. Yeah.
That's the perfect stage for the pep talk.
I thought so. The lights were too bright.
did you see Yak give a pep talk?
No.
Kodak Black gave a pep talk to a bunch of kids. It's pretty great.
What did you say?
Come on, man. It's locker room talk. That's all fair, bro.
I hear you.
And then they all jumped around me and tried to make me dance.
Did you?
I did the same autistic dance I did at the Zach Bryan thing.
He's got
I don't know what happened.
Hone it in, bro. Trump
I don't know
it.
What happens.
Trump has his dance. You're just doing it to your dance.
You got to own it.
It's a good dance.
It's tough. Locker room speech is really hard.
Yeah,
I thought I had one in me.
You were a captain at one point, though.
Yeah.
So you've done it before.
That's post win. You might be more for adversity.
I also felt like a weirdo.
Sure.
I felt like a fucking loser being in there.
Why?
I don't know.
I mean, dude, it's insane.
It's everything you've ever wanted.
Yeah.
No, you get a little older. You go, what the fuck am I doing? These are all children. I'm in there like, good game, guys. Good game. Good job.
I forgot how young they are.
They're so young.
They're just kids. 19. Dude, yeah.
And then they, you know.
I was watching that Steve McNair thing, and Bill's like, why do all the football players go to Dave and Buster's? I'm like, dude, they're like 20.
Yeah, they're young as hell. It'd be funny if you just turned on them. You're like, what the fuck's your problem, dude? Why are you being so fuck you, dude?
After the speech, taking some pictures of them, you know, his locker room, boys start.
Disrobing.
I gotta get the fuck out of
here. Dude, I just watched a homeless guy disrobe on Spring Garden Street and wipe his ass. Oh, he had like a nub too, dude. I felt bad for him.
I saw a guy peeing on the way here actually. Homeless. Nubbed out.
It's power.
It is powerful.
Wipe out a nub in public is insanity.
It's crazy.
Dude,
the locker room
like
also had like office lighting. Like it was so bright. The nubs
see the wrinkles and dude dicks and shit.
I wasn't looking, but
Eyes up.
Me and my father had to get the fuck out of there.
Phil was in there with me. Did he cry?
No.
Damn.
He was a little grumpy bitch this trip.
Why?
I don't know. He was good during the game, but when he got to my house in Philly, he was like
grumped.
Oh, this place is empty.
Yeah.
Like shit like that. I was like, all right, man.
He probably wants grandkids. Out of you.
Way too many grandkids.
Yeah, he probably wants them out of you.
Yeah.
His only begotten son.
He's going to have to hurry up. I'm going to have to hurry up because.
Don't talk like that, bro.
I was worried about
words are
we
spells.
Were in the Texas Heat.
Words are spells. You sent that
we were
to me.
Tailgating
bro.
In the Texas Heat. I was like, Phil, are you good? He's like, yeah, fine. He's dark red, drenched in sweat. I was like, dude, sit down.
90% blockage.
My God.
That would be.
My dad had the same shit.
I was hoping he might have died during the post game.
Yeah. Just in the locker,
and
much
had a heart attack. Amongst the nubs, amongst the Notre Dame Irish nubs, just dead. That's
buried under the stadium.
Yeah, just let him die. Leave him.
That'd be kind of nice.
The next team.
That'd be
leave
nice.
Him in Aggieland. Leave him in Texas A&M's locker room.
Why was you fucking harshing the vibe in your house?
He was. Player well, it was also we had a flight that day.
Was he player hating or was it
he
like
was player hating for real?
Shit.
He had a PhD. It was just the flight, dude. It was the old man versus flight dilemma.
Shane,
it is 12:30. We got to get moving. And then I'm like, all right, the car's here. He's like, I got to take a shit. We had to wait another 12 minutes. Because I told him, I was like, you can't. Yeah, no flight shits.
Dude, I did it recently.
What? I know. You
nothing,
picks.
Bro. Nothing.
Matt, well,
you're up there. You're
what do you
up
mean
there
nothing?
If I take, if I have to shit on the plane, I take a shit on the plane. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Oh, it's nothing.
Yeah, that's
you,
what I'm
yeah,
saying.
Yeah.
You just rip it.
That's hell.
You know, you just rip it.
It's so
it.
Small.
It is small. It's cramped quarters. And you tense up, but dude, once you let it
move, though, do you like immediately hit the button once shit comes out so it doesn't smell?
I've never had this
happen. You let it sit in the open bowl.
I'm not that long of a shitter, but I'll like just let
Spade
it rip.
Recycles his shit on planes because once goes back through his body.
Once you flush it, then you don't come out right away. Now everyone knows it was a shit, so you just got to shit real quick, get it out,
everyone's
clean.
Know it's a shit once you open that door.
Nah, dude, it wasn't
that's
that bad.
A good ventilation.
At least I think I was used to the smell too.
Yeah, it's so not
I
like a bust,
came out,
dude.
And it's like, yeah, you come out and you're just out. It's not that bad. I shit today at the airport and it didn't flush. And I had to just cover the bodies, dude. I had to just lay toilet paper over the bodies.
Close your eyes.
I had to put pennies on their eyes, dude.
That's tough.
And I just walked out. I was out of there. I felt really bad about that. I took a weird.
In Philly or in Austin?
In Austin. I took a weird.
Which toilet? I know all the toilets.
I was up in the American. I was
oh,
up in the.
You opened the Admiral's.
I left the Sailor's not.
Dump.
I left the Sailor's not up there.
This is the best dump. That's the only point of having like Delta Lounge. Or
yeah.
Are they
you
nice?
You take a fully walled.
Yes. What
else do you get from it?
What do you need
like
to get
shitty catering food?
You get the worst food. You get coffee.
Like, are you getting like served or like?
No, you got to pick it up yourself. But
it's
then
like a cafeteria, and you get high school cafeteria.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, and then like a Sudanese immigrant will come take your plate, which is kind of cool. Yeah.
Every once in a while, they have a good grub out.
What do you need to access it?
I don't know.
It's a secret, bro.
I think you have to have American Express.
Bill likes the finer things, bro.
You probably have it.
Which one? I mean, it's made the
I don't know, dude. I think you just need a wife to set it up.
Platinum.
You just need a girl to set it up.
Yeah, you need a girl.
Just a girl set it up for you. I have no idea how it works.
I'll just forget everything.
Just it's a fine print on a credit card. Somehow a girl calls and they go, yeah, you can come in now.
Lost my wallet this week.
That's crazy.
Fucking devastating.
You lost your wallet?
It's been years. Yeah.
I've been
going crazy with sobriety.
Just got my Texas ID. Lost my wallet.
Oh.
Yeah, I have been going crazy on sobriety.
He's a fucking maniac.
What's your soap? What's your soap kick right now?
Well, I got drunk last night, but
commit, slip, kid, quit. Dude. Just commit, sit. It's commit, slip, kid. Commit.
5 days at a time.
You can still keep your chip.
Just working on it.
Yeah.
I got my chip right now until right when we're done with this podcast. Yeah. But then we'll get another chip eventually.
Yeah, true.
Did you actually feel like amazing after 5 days?
I swear to God, on day 5, I was like, I think I'm on Adderall.
That's awesome.
Wow.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, dude, you've been running with an absolute weighted vest on.
You're just dimming the light inside you by drinking.
True.
The light's too powerful.
True.
Yeah, but, you know, having a couple cold ones is top 5.
It's the best feeling in the world, bro.
It's the number one feeling.
Yeah, it's very nice. Having 2 cold drinks is very nice. It's just the next day sucks. Even after like 2 drinks, I wake up and I'm like, Now that I live the Aura lifestyle, dude, it's a total lie. When they told us that having drinks was healthy for you, like, yeah, have 2 drinks is actually good for you. It's not true at all.
It's a fucking alcohol lobby.
So bad for you. That was they pushed that thing through like it was nothing.
What?
The fact that they were like, if you have 2 drinks every day, it's actually good for you.
Yeah,
not like it's not the worst thing for you. They go, no, it's actually for the best.
I just need to stop doing cool stuff during the week.
True. Yeah.
That's the thing that kills me.
The power of no.
The power of no is difficult.
You just keep getting forced to dance everywhere.
Yeah, people bring me out and make me dance. The only way to do that is absolutely obliterated.
I could never do it fucking sober.
I had a sober tailgate at the Texas A&M Notre Dame game.
What?
Yeah.
Why? How was that?
Because everywhere I went, I was getting attacked.
Oh, yeah. It's crazy.
I just had to walk around.
Talk to you on the phone.
Oh, like celebrity attack?
Seconds.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sucks, man.
It does actually suck.
It
really does.
Listening to it on the phone sucks.
Dude, I was in Jersey and I'm like walking up to check out at Walgreens and this dude's like fucking eyeing me up. I'm like, what the fuck's this dude's problem? And then he waited outside for me. He's like, are you Andrew? And I was like, yeah. He's like, I love you guys. But I was time I was like pissed off. Like, what the fuck's this dude's problem?
Yeah, I hit the head nod.
Thought he wanted to fight you.
Then I was like, I should have asked that dude what his name was. Like, I have 0 people skills. I just freeze up. I'm like, oh, all right, dude, cool. Later.
I got a good one today.
What?
I was walking and a group of children started chasing me. Like, sir, sir. And I thought they were like, I got out of the way. We were on the sidewalk. And then they all came around. They're like, we're doing a scavenger hunt. Can we take a picture with you?
That's awesome.
And I was like, I'm on a fucking scavenger hunt. And I looked at it. It was like guy in Philly's jersey. I was like, oh, all right. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw John Cena talk about this problem on the Club Shay Shay podcast.
Backshot King.
Backshot King.
What do you mean?
He talked about how people come and approach him, and he goes, bro, it's just part of the territory. He's like, I got to do it. He goes, sometimes I'm not the day, you know, you were saying like I should have been better. He goes, sometimes I'm just not the best at it. I try to be the best. But
dude, he ripped someone's asshole open one time. Like they tried to take a picture of him, and John Cena just lays the fuck into him. The dude's being a douchebag, and like John Cena just fucking lets him have it.
Does he really?
Yeah.
He was, isn't it Modine?
Well, what?
It's Modine, right?
Yeah, it's Modine. Yeah, it's Modine from London or whatever. That
Cena gets like 60. Cena will do like 60 pictures. If he goes anywhere, he's like, I do about 60 pictures. God damn, Cena
must get destroyed.
Oh. Yeah, and it's around the world too. He can't get, there's nowhere he can go.
I think we went up to Boston to interview Shiva, and it was the Monday after WrestleMania, bro. That must be insane. I saw them all.
All the Lemaires.
Dude, they were going crazy. They were still dressed up like wrestlers on Monday going home.
It's a fun life, dude.
It's so cool.
One of the best.
Yeah.
It's completely letting
go. I only ever had one spaz.
What were you like?
Is that the first show? Did I talk about this on here before? Mm-hmm. It was the first Helium back. There's like autograph guys that come.
Yeah.
And it was 100 fucking degrees in the room. I bombed. I was so mad. I was like, I just want to fucking go home.
Sign an autograph.
And I had to walk outside and sign an autograph. And then most of the time, the autograph guys, they don't go to the show or have any idea who you are.
Yeah.
Oh, I saw
this.
So
I just stand there and I'm like, sign autographs. And then they need pictures with the autograph. And I was in a nasty mood. I just bombed. And I was signing it. And I was like, he was like, you were great in Billions because Soder was on the show with me. Oh. I was like, you read the wrong fucking bio. Like, you don't even know who I am. Why are you doing this?
They did that at the beginning of the new.
It's not that bad.
No, and then he was like, "Can I get a picture?" And I was like, "No, I'm going home." And he was like, "Oh, fucking tough guy, huh? You big it's fucking insane. Big shot."
That's
huh?
how the new Adam like, Sandler thing starts off. Out.
Really?
I was like, all right.
"Whoa!"
Yeah, the new Adam Sandler special starts.
The Adam
out
Sandler
with that.
Thing gets it right. Yeah, then they bring a kid. They always have a kid.
That's
most
crazy.
Of the time they're great, but I did feel bad. I should have just taken the fucking picture.
But so who are the autograph guys? Are they like just
it's
there?
Just autographs.
They're just selling autographs.
Yeah. There's paparazzi people now.
Like 50
billion. They might get you tonight.
Nah, they're not getting my ass.
They will.
They might, dude.
Easy up.
I fly under the radar.
No, that's. I walked by when someone else was there, and they started fucking nailing me.
Really?
Pause.
Nah, do you know what I'm worried about right now? Apparently, there's a bunch of kidnappings in Texas.
What? Texas killing fields?
No, just like they're apparently in Texas, what can happen if the lady is with a kid by themselves? This could just be girl talk. But yeah. Brittany went out with her like
Facebook groups.
Well, they went out with her like a bunch of her like mom friends went out together. It's funny because they all went out to dinner and just scared each other. They're like, oh, I heard this, and they all came back like.
Uber
but they were saying that like home. A dude, like two of them said they've either
they
one did firsthand, the other said they heard of like a friend it happened to, where someone just came out of an SUV. And was like coming towards them. They had to like dip back into their car. Apparently, if they see women, they snatch kids and like your kid's just gone.
This is the same shit as people like, I know someone who died of COVID. Like, oh yeah, who is it? It's my uncle's friend.
No, the one person is her friend. I've met this lady. She was like, someone was like, get back in your car. And then she saw a guy with a ski mask hopping out of a van.
I think chicks love this stuff.